Hey there, I'm Andrew McCormack, host of 7am. Over summer, we're featuring some of our favourite weekend reads from the year. These pieces are some of the best long-form writing in Australia, and they'll be read to you by the people who wrote them. Today on the show, writer and filmmaker John Safran with a piece of his from The Monthly, where he pays tribute to his late friend, the beloved Father Bob Maguire. John will read his story, You Don't Have to Like People, Only Love Them, after a short conversation with the editor of 7am, Scott Mitchell.
John, in this piece you talk about the first time you filmed with Bob, but I was wondering, I wanted to ask you what it was you knew about Bob at the time and why you thought he'd be a great foil for you in that segment, why it was you sought him out.
My then manager, his mother was getting really old and he was having to start taking her to church, which is Bob's church, and he just said to me, he goes, John, you've got to go to this church. Like, the dude's, it's like he's doing like a tight five stand up every time he gets up there or whatever. And then a lawyer that I had to see, not for anything too bad, by the way, not for it was to do with work. It wasn't like murder or anything like that. But he happened to mention it too, because I think by that point I was thinking of doing a documentary series about religion, and he brought it. And this second guy brought it up. He goes, oh man, if you're doing a show about religion, you have to go see Father Bob at this South Melbourne church. Like, and I was like, that's really weird. Like, where do you get like two people separately kind of giving a good Yelp review for a priest? And so I just rocked up during a day service, like a weekday service, and it was peppered just with old Italian women, and he was just being hilarious. And I didn't get it. Because, like, the Italian women weren't laughing, so I was confused about what was happening. And but then I just realized, I learned over the years that he's just always funny 100% of the time. And so that's whether people are there appreciating him being funny or whether they've turned up to church purely for the Jesus thing, purely for the praying thing. And it's like, well, what can I do? Is this in my local church? And there just happens to be this eccentric priest at the front.
And you obviously then for years developed this sort of jousting relationship, yep, with Bob on radio that listeners would know. Was it the same away from microphones and cameras? Was that the texture of the relationship, or did
we had like a reverse. I've been at radio studios, like at breakfast radio teams, and they all are like pretend to be really friendly when they're on air. And then they turn it off because they cut to a song, and they all just sit there and they're not friendly to each other. With me and Bob, it was the opposite, where as soon as the mics were on, we were like fighting. And then as soon as the mics were off, we just weren't fighting or whatever. But we just talked pleasantly. Like, yeah, like we didn't – I wasn't like goading him. But we were really nice to each other. I shouldn't talk on his behalf. Although what's he going to do now that he's passed away? But I liked him so much. And we had such good conversations, but it wasn't like I did the fighting routine with him outside of the mics being on.
And in the piece, you sort of really talk about the great lesson that you feel like Bob taught you.
Yeah.
And it's about being honest, brutally honest sometimes about people's failings and errors, but at the same time squaring that with love. And I just wondered, you know, why it was that when Bob passed and you sat down to write, that was the thing you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. It's just one of the things I really remember about him saying, you don't have to like people, only love them, which was just acknowledging that people can be pretty annoying, including people down on their luck. Often people with all sorts of problems, it's kind of like they've done stuff that which is at the very least annoying, and even more so like awful, that has helped lead them to a place of isolation. And it's just sort of like fessing up that, for instance, many people in prison would have done really awful things. And so what does that mean? Like, we don't care. We go, screw you. Like, you don't deserve rights and everything like that. So Bob really, with You Don't Have to Like People, Only Love Them, really helped me square the circle of things. Because I used to write true crime. I wrote one true crime book and wrote I don't know, maybe half a dozen true crime feature things. And because of that, people started talking to me, like, because I'd read them or whatever. And I just realized how much people have this totally deluded thing about crime, for instance, where they assume that everyone is just in prison because they smoke, you know, they sold a little bit of marijuana, and God, the whole law system's hypocritical, and, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And just when you start investigating crimes, it's like, no, so people do really awful things. And so, for instance, like the death penalty, it seems if you're going to be against the death penalty, it's like you're against the death penalty against for everyone, including people who've done awful things. Yeah, so I always found that a bit annoying how the same people who'd want to help things for social justice would just misrepresent things. Like, and I just thought it was a bit lame. I just thought... And also, just as a storyteller, it's not really a... As a storyteller, it's like, that's so much more interesting to have to deal with that knotty situation.
Well, thanks so much, John, and I can't wait to hear you read your piece.
Thank you.
Coming up after the break, John Safran will read You Don't Have to Like People, Only Love Them.
As a 7am listener, you value the story behind the headlines. That's why you should read Post, a free daily newsletter bringing you the top 5 news stories of the day, summarising each of their key points with links to full articles from a range of sources. Get the news you need to your inbox every weekday morning with Post. Sign up at thesaturdaypaper.com.au/newsletters.
With award-winning news coverage and reviews, The Saturday Paper is essential reading for everybody. For a limited time, subscribe to a year of our quality, independent journalism, and you'll receive The Saturday Paper's stainless steel coffee cup made in collaboration with Fresco for free. Subscribe from just $2.10 a week. Simply visit thesaturdaypaper.com.au/offer. The Saturday Paper. No hot takes.
You don't have to like people, only love them. When it came to accolades, Father Bob Maguire reminded me of the countercultural figures I dug growing up, from Johnny Rotten to Abby Hoffman, from Chuck D to Jim Goad. There was always a tension. They would appreciate their work being celebrated. Show me the artist free of ego and you'll be pointing to a poxy artist. But were sceptical, even paranoid. Why is this institute granting me a prize? What's in it for them? What if I buy into the flattery? Will it lead me astray? For the love of God, I cannot be a sellout. Father Bob would have felt that tension in May, up in heaven, looking down and finding himself awarded a state funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Melbourne, in recognition of his social work and for being hilarious. The egoist in him would have sort of liked the dignitaries showering him with well-deserved praise, but his counterculture soul would have squirmed. That's why I felt obliged to do what I knew he would love. I roasted him, while he lay in a box only a few metres from where I stood. Playing off his love for appearing in the media, I eulogised. Bob was like a reverse Native American. He thought his soul would be taken away if a camera wasn't pointed at him. But it was said with love and respect. And what was he going to do about it anyway? Having said that, I did trip leaving the podium. Was Bob's spectral foot responsible? Bob helped me untangle the complicated realities of life. Let's walk through one. Through Bob, I learnt underprivileged people could be jerks. Not all of them, but roughly in the same proportion as any other population. So a lot. The first day I filmed with Bob in 2004, he called over a downtrodden bloke who hung out on his church lawn. Bob was hoping for a touching moment for my documentary. The man thanked him and the Father Bob Maguire Foundation for their help over the years. Then he eased into blaming the Jews for his predicament. What an a-hole. Then and there, Bob told me something that stuck, that helps me travel through the world. You don't have to like people, only love them. Its immediate meaning is something like, be kind to people, show them dignity, even if they're wretched. But trying to live this aphorism doesn't only benefit the wretched, it benefits the other party. In the incident just outlined, me. How so? I become frustrated when I feel coerced to suppress what is so obviously true. Bob's teaching puts on the table that there are wankers and shit for brains among the oppressed. And with that, the truth sets me free. I can get on with it. I didn't respond to Bob's hobo-Nazi by boycotting the Father Bob Maguire Foundation. I did my bit to help Bob with his work. You might counter that I'm stating the obvious, that there are dipshits and pricks amongst the underprivileged. But don't you gaslight me. From World Vision's 40-hour famine to Amnesty International campaigns, the social justice industry is built on positioning those too poor for shoes as goody two-shoes. They never tell you that as soon as that World Vision kid is nourished, on your dime, he'll be down at the internet cafe trying to fleece you in a Nigerian prince scam. In 2014, Orange is the New Black star Laverne Cox, who is transgender, joined a campaign to improve safety for transgender prisoners in the United States. Each celebrity campaigner was filmed reading out a letter from an inmate. Cox then withdrew her support and renounced the campaign after finding out her assigned prisoner had committed horrendous acts, including murder. Why did she think people end up in prison with life sentences? Chances are that many of the non-murderers were jackasses too. The Sylvia Rivera Law Project, running the campaign, didn't whitewash that the prisoner had unleashed unimaginable misery onto her victims. But it said that this distressing truth didn't run at odds with the fact inmates deserve safety themselves. So thank you, Father Bob, for helping me square the circle. I think about you whenever I come across a dickhead asylum seeker or insufferable cancer patient. You don't have to like people, only love them. And to that downtrodden man on the church lawn who blamed the Jews, go fuck yourself. And here's a bowl of soup.
To hear more Weekend Reads, you can subscribe to The Weekend Read in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This year, the Saturday Paper celebrates 10 years as Australia's leading independent newspaper. In that time, it's built a peerless reputation for quality journalism, for telling stories that are ignored elsewhere. Subscribe now at thesaturdaypaper.com.au/subscribe.